the first person you usually talk to about your troubles? In what ways would it make a difference to go to God first? Dr. Dixon shares how to be more honest with God in your prayers and not to stuff your pain. Tell God about it.
Well, bless the Lord. I am so happy to be with you today. Tell me this. What have you been doing with your pain? Have you been stuffing your pain? Don't stuff your pain. Tell God about it. The Bible says, get up, cry out in the night, even as the night begins. Pour out your heart like water in prayer to the Lord. You know that's in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19. You know what? You think you've had a bad day? Well, Job would understand. He practically had a PhD in pain and loss. I'm laughing because a lot of times, different situations and different circumstances, I say, oh, I have a PhD, and then I'll name it. Oh, glory to God. But in the very first chapter of Job, let me get on back to the lesson. Oh, praise God, praise God. Everything in his life fell apart in the first chapter. What was his response? Let's just see. In Job 1 and 20, Job stood up, tore his robe in grief, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground and worshiped. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Do you see? Notice here, Job openly expressed his pain to God. When you experience pain, do you tell God exactly how you feel? It should be the first thing you do. Yeah. And this may surprise you, but God can handle your anger and frustration. He can handle your emotions. Why? Because he gave them to you. You were made in his image. And he is an emotional God. Yeah. You know, I've raised a lot of kids. And when, you know, that two-year-old, those terrible twos, when those two-year-olds have a temper tantrum and pull on your legs and, you know, pulling down your stockings or pulling down your socks, they just pulling on the legs. And, you can handle it, can't you? And in the same way, God is bigger than your emotions. And it's okay to tell him exactly how you feel. When you pray for a promotion but don't get it, when a loved one walks out of your life, or when you get that dreaded call saying it's the C word, a disease of another nature, what do? You can tell God just how you feel. Yeah, you can say, I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm frustrated. God can even handle your complaints. Come on. Yeah, he can. Yeah, in that moment there. He can handle your questions, he can handle your fear, and he can handle your grief. God's love for you is bigger than all your emotions. You know, my kids, they're all grown now, but they know I love them. They know I have more experience than they have because I've been on this planet longer. But my children sometimes question my judgment. Still, I'd rather have an honest, gut-level conversation with them than have them stuff their frustration and disappointment inside. See, I don't want to be a parent like that. I want my kids to be open with me. I've always been like that. I don't want them to stuff their frustration and disappointment inside. Well, God is the same way. He would rather you wrestle with him in anger than walk away in detached apathy. When tragedy strikes, you don't have to grin and bear it. Instead, go to your Heavenly Father with your pain. Lamentations 2:19. Get up, cry out in the night, even as the night begins. Pour out your heart like water in prayer to the Lord. Don't stuff your pain. Tell God about it. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.